Blog Talk Radio. Firefly Willows LIVE presents Evolve, featuring your host, Robin White Turtle Lysney.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on this episode of Evolve, Nurturing the New in Consciousness, the Arts, and Culture, with your host, Robin White Turtle Lysney. Evolve brings you people and ideas on the cutting edge of change, opening the shells of the past to move our culture into the now. The arts and evolving consciousness are how we are bringing that change to the culture at large. Evolve brings you the wise, the foolish, and the heart-based to help us meet the challenges of the times we are in. Your host in helping you evolve is Robin White Turtle Lysney, who received her Master's in Fine Arts from Mills College in Creative Writing in 2012 and her PhD in Energy Medicine in 2013. She is an author of 3 books, the most recent being Heart Path, Learning to Love Yourself and Listening to Your Guides. She has published poetry in many literary journals and numerous anthologies, and her poem First Step was selected for reading by survivors at the Virginia Tech Memorial Bench dedication in April 2010. In addition to her writing, Robin is also an artist whose work has been shown widely throughout the Midwest and East Coast. Robin White Turtle Lysney is a psychic medium and energy medicine practitioner through East West Bookstore in Mountain View, California, through her office in Santa Cruz, California, and across the country by phone. Robin travels across the country as a speaker and leading workshops. To find out more about Robin, you can visit her website at www.thecenterforthesoul.com. So take a breath, relax, and let yourself evolve with your host, Robin White Turtle Lysney.
Welcome to Evolve. This is Robin White Turtle Lysney, and we are here today to talk about another form of new consciousness, and that is a summer camp that's happening this summer. And so this week, my guest, Brittany Billmeyer-Finn, is an Oakland-based writer and co-coordinator of Pushing Margins. This is a summer art and writing camp taking place July 8th through 12th. For LGBTQQIA, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer questioning, intersex, and allied youth, for high school students. The camp will be hosted at Mills College through their Community Outreach Educational Center on the Mills College campus. Welcome, Brittany.
Hi, Robin. Thank you so much for having me.
It's really fun to be here with you and to talk about this incredible camp that you've creating and co-hosting and co-coordinating.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk with you about it.
Yeah.
It's really nice to be here with you since we have a nice history. We both got our degrees at Mills College.
Yeah, yay Mills.
Yay Mills. And Mills is, allowing us to have the camp there on their campus, which is really nice because it gives us the opportunity to have a camp-like settings.
Right.
So we can have some nice outings around the campus.
Right. And if people don't know, Mills is on 150 acres of beautiful woodland area right in the middle of Oakland. So it's a little peaceful moment in the middle of the city chaos, which is kind of lovely about the campus.
Absolutely.
And they're known for really amazing outreach programs, which is terrific in the Oakland community.
So this is
another one of them.
Yeah, they're allowing us a free space, which is really incredible for us to launch this pilot program.
Right.
We're very lucky.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
So tell us, what is Pushing Margins?
Well, Pushing Margins is certainly a lot of things. But to begin, it is a nonprofit, a 501c3. It's sponsored by Intersection for the Arts Incubator Program. And it's, as you've said, a summer camp that is launching this July for LGBTQIA youth. And we're going to be offering curriculum in creative writing as well as visual art, which will include printmaking, drawing, and painting. And it will be on Mills campus, so it'll give us the opportunity to have access to their wonderful collection of books at their library and a beautiful space to be a part of nature, have some derives, use that as a part of our writing and art-making process.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that's really important about Pushing Margins, I should say, too, is that it's a community-based program. All of the coordinators and teachers are Bay Area located. Mm-hmm. They are artists, educators, and activists.
Mm-hmm.
And using their time to build something from the ground up. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how did this idea for this camp get started? Who birthed it initially?
Well, I heard about it through the grapevine, but the director of the camp, the program director, is Natasha Lowy, and she also graduated from Mills in the education program. And she reached out to community in the Bay Area and basically said, we need a place where young people can come and use art as a way to express identity, is to find the intersections between identity and art and allow community to be built through that creation.
Mm-hmm. And identity for young LGBTQIA kids is very important, but can you explain a little bit about why that's so important for them at that particular age when, you know, the norm is certainly not to be gay or lesbian or
sure. Yeah. Well, certainly heteronormativity is sort of in the hierarchy of our society on top and displaces a lot of different people. So for the camp, it's, you know, an opportunity, we hope, where young people can come and feel like they're surrounded by people who also have identifications outside of the gender binary,
mm-hmm.
which is male-female, where gender variance is accepted and where you're not forced to sort of explain yourself in the social settings, which I think often occurs for people mm-hmm. of any age who mm-hmm. Are gender variant or not living inside the binary system,
mm-hmm.
Where they're put into sort of displaced and their agency is taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So our hope is that we can use this space to allow as a community to build the language we need to say, you know, we're visible and we need to be respected. And I think for young people, that's particularly important because, you know, they're in the prime stages of development and to be allowed access to different communities who, whether they're alike or different from them in various ways, they're empowered, able to be empowered and also able to define for themselves who they are.
Well, I think that's so important. I know as a community organizer in years past, to be able to have a forum where kids can actually talk about these questions of sexual identity became really important in the community and to create an atmosphere where that's okay to talk about it.
Sure.
You know, that's really important.
Yeah, to talk about it and to create through it and also to not be solely defined by it, but to allow there to be space to just be who they are and who we are as teachers and coordinators as
well. Right.
Yeah.
That's great. So what are you seeking to do with Pushing Margins? I mean, you've talked a little about you're going to have a writing and creative printmaking and other mm-hmm. things. What? Tell me a little bit more about what it is that you're serving, trying to do here with Pushing Margins, because I think the concept is really important.
Around the art specifically, mm-hmm. you mean?
Yeah.
So the creative writing portion is kind of conceptually based. It's going to be co-taught by myself and Kate Robinson, who is a local bookmaker and poet. Mm-hmm. And we're creating a curriculum where students are able to sort of come up with a concept. Where do they want to start? And use the week to create that concept. And mm-hmm. so we'll give them a lot of different sort of generative practices, mm-hmm. writing practices, to create something new that mm-hmm. is based on an idea and then manifest mm-hmm. in the content. And we're hoping also between the visual art and the creative art to do some interdisciplinary work mm-hmm. where students can team up with one another and use their craft to inspire each other. Mm-hmm. And another thing that's really exciting is these projects will be showcased at the end of the camp on the 13th.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
So we're going to have like our media show, art media.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, we're really excited. So we're going to do a gallery show, and there'll also be a reading to take place for the creative writing students. So they'll get to share their work. Mm-hmm. And the students will also have, campers I should say, will also have opportunities throughout the day to showcase their other talent. Mm-hmm. During our lunch period, we're going to have guest artists come in and perform, but also allow for an open mic space. So, mm-hmm. you know, we all have many crafts often.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they can come and play music or do a stand-up comedy act or a dramatic monologue, you know, whatever, uh-huh. a dance, something like that. We'd like to offer them space to, like, really use all of their different points of interest to create things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to tell our listeners that if they want to call in and ask questions about the camp, they're welcome to do that. The number is 646-716-5510. That's 646-716-5510. And they're welcome to come on the air live and talk to us about questions that they might have about the camp. So, tell me a little more. We talked a little bit about why this camp is important for kids, but the arts in particular are such a tool, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Such a tool for self-discovery and self-exploration. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about the focus of the camp in terms of the arts and, you know, that you're going to have this art show and you're going to mm-hmm. have, you know, there'll be open mics. So that sounds so exciting.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about it. I mean, the idea, the main focus, you know, for the camp is to build communities. So whether you're a camper or a teacher or a volunteer, you're all working together to sort of decide how this is going to be an empowering space and what mm-hmm. we can do to empower one another mm-hmm. and how we can take what we've created in the space at Mills with Pushing Margins and take it out into the world somehow. So we're hoping, you know, a week isn't a long time. It's a day camp. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're hoping to pack a lot in mm-hmm. So that students will be allowed to work individually, but also as a group, so that there will be discussions about mm-hmm. why the work they're doing is important to them, why it's important as an expression of their position in our society and what it says about society presently mm-hmm. and the kind of work we can do through art to make changes and to empower ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a lot of different opportunities, whether it's in their classes, we'll have like an hour and a half each day in their major.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have assembly time so we can come together and check in mm-hmm. as a group and talk about what we're doing and why, and other performances of guests and mm-hmm. open mic opportunities. And also hopefully we'll have some field trips mm-hmm. in place
mm-hmm.
So that there's some diversity among the art, because whatever your identification, not everyone's art looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of why with the creative writing elements, we really want to do something where the campers come up with the idea themselves mm-hmm. and then we help facilitate how they make that come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
It's very process-based, and I think that speaks to also sort of our coming into ourselves as people, is it's part of the process. So to be inside of that is what's empowering. You know, the end goal ultimately may not be what we think it is until we get there and we realize that it's something even more exciting or special or empowering.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a website that people can go check out?
Oh, we sure do. It's a very comprehensive website. you can go to www.pushingmargins.org. Pushing Margins is all one word. And on the website, you'll see camper applications. Campers can go there, fill out applications to submit to be a part of the camp. We do have limited space. It's a relatively small group, so we want to keep it small. Mm-hmm. And so get those in as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. There's also, you know, all of our bios for the teachers and coordinators are on there, all of the fundraisers we've had and upcoming events. Mm-hmm. There's also a donate page. You can just click and donate money. We're always trying to raise money for supplies for the campers, for scholarships, and to pay our teachers, because for the most part, it's volunteer-based.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people are really giving of their time to create this.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's pushingmargins.org. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back and talk more about Pushing Margins, a summer camp for LGBTQQIA.
Yep. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, questioning, intersex, ally, and asexual identified.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, we'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. This is Robin White Turtle Listening, and this is Evolve, your show for expanded consciousness in the arts and culture and consciousness, focusing on a show today, focusing on a camp, summer camp for LGBTQIA, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning, and intersex and allied youth. And it's going to be taking place this summer in Oakland, California. And my guest today is Brittany Billmeyer Finn, who's an Oakland-based writer and co-coordinator of this camp. Before we get back to that, I just want to mention that I'm hosting a couple of workshops. One is called Heart and Soul, and it's a soul collage and heart path. It's a hybrid workshop starting and evolving your soul card collection using heart path. So soul collage cards are a little like tarot cards, and they come out of your own unconscious. So the dates for that are May 25th, and that's in Santa Cruz, Sunday, August 25th in Santa Cruz, and in Los Gatos, Sunday, June 30th and July 28th. And you can check out more information on my website. I'm doing this workshop with Janet Trenchard, who's a public school teacher and artist and has done also a writer, and she does assemblages. And they're having open studio this weekend in the South Bay, so you could catch Janet's work in the South Bay at a website that has to do with the arts. And if you look at artist retreats or artist open studios, South Bay, you'll probably find it on Google. The other thing I'm doing are meditations, and I've got meditations on a weekly basis in Los Gatos, Santa Cruz, and Sunnyvale, and those are taking place, one's taking place tonight, next Tuesday, and then the following Tuesday. So you're welcome to look on my website, which is thecenterforthesoul.com. And we're returning now to talk to Brittany about the summer camp. That's pretty exciting.
Pushing Margins.
Yeah, Pushing Margins. And her website for the Pushing Margins website is pushingmarginsalloneword.org.
Yep, that's correct.
All right. So you've already done some fundraising for this event, and you've got some other events coming up. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, fundraising is a big part of a pilot program, for sure, and getting the word out there that this is something that's coming into existence and being launched. So we've been working towards the launch of Pushing Margins for almost a year now, and we've done a lot of fundraising from, you know, concerts, you know, shows at different bars with different local bands. We've done, there was a bingo night. There was this really great, well, I shouldn't say really great because I hosted it. There was this poetry reading fundraiser that I coordinated through Manifest Reading Series, which I also coordinate with Kate Robinson, who I mentioned earlier is one of the teachers on staff at Pushing Margins, and Sheena Lowe, who is a local Bay Area poet, an amazing poet at that. And we do a monthly reading series called Manifest, where we have interdisciplinary performers come and read or perform their work. And we did a special one a few months ago that was for Pushing Margins. It was a fundraiser, and it was really fantastic. A lot of people came out. We had an amazing raffle. I mean, the experience, I want to keep reiterating that it's such a community-based operation that as I was coordinating this fundraiser, like, I depended on people helping us out because we didn't have the money to pay for food and drinks and raffle prizes. So all of those things were donated. Robin even was kind enough to donate healing work and meditation work to us, which was really beautiful. And it was, you know, like $150 worth of prizes. And, you know, the generosity is so heartwarming and exciting, and that people see Pushing Margins as a worthy cause and something that needs to happen in Oakland. So that was a really exciting fundraiser. And we have more coming up, and we'll continue to do more. We have in June, we have another show coming up that will be located at the Starry Plow in Berkeley. And you can get information about any fundraising events on our website. And we'll also be doing a big garage sale sometime soon.
Oh,
we haven't located a date quite yet, but you're welcome to donate items to sell or come and shop. It will be in Oakland, and all of the proceeds will go to Pushing Margins.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, we like to find creative ways to fundraise to keep people interested.
You're doing an awful lot to really make this happen, and I'm really impressed with the effort and, you know, the direction that you've shown in really getting this thing off the ground, because it's not easy to just start a camp from the ground up, and it's a very difficult challenge.
Yeah, I mean, thank you to Natasha Lowy, who's the program director, who had this seedling of an idea and just said, like, we're going to do it. I mean, also the other organizer, Bede, she's done amazing grant writing work, and I mean, it's pretty incredible to see people come together, and we couldn't do any of it without our teachers on staff who are not just working to build their own curriculum, but are also thinking about the camp as a whole, and all of us are bonding and getting to know each other to walk into that camp with a solid community already in place.
And what a great idea. I mean, not only idea from a concept standpoint, but from, you know, embracing young kids that are questioning and gay and lesbian and already know that they are, and questioning kids. And can you explain a little bit about the letters that we've got going on here?
Our acronym?
Yeah.
Because
some people aren't familiar. I mean, LGBT is kind of the standard.
Yeah, we hear LGBT most often.
Yeah.
I mean, Pushing Margins hopes to be as inclusive as possible. So LGBT is lesbian, gay, bi, and trans. Mm-hmm. And then QQ, we have queer and questioning. I is intersex. And the A has kind of a double meaning. It includes asexual and ally-based identifications.
Mm-hmm.
The idea to be inclusive is that we'll have, you know, an array of ages. We're including high school age and also opening it up to 20 years old, so 14 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be, you know, at various levels of art, certainly having different experiences, different identifications.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this, hopefully, I think my hope and many of the hopes of our teachers and organizers is that, you know, all of us walking into the space together and learning about one another will allow for a diverse community,
mm-hmm.
because we'll all have different experiences, and
mm-hmm.
To respect one another and learn from each other is so important.
Yeah,
you know,
it sure is. And to have a community base that these kids can walk into and feel comfortable talking about issues, and then expressing themselves
mm-hmm.
safely,
where
someone's not going to say, oh, well, you can't make a picture like that, or you can't draw
right.
that, or you can't say that, you know,
right.
to edit them before they've even really had an expression. I mean, I think what you're doing is so great because you're giving kids an opportunity to express themselves honestly and openly.
That's our hope.
And that's what the arts are all about, you
sure.
know, to really tell the truth of our culture, not necessarily to make everybody comfortable and hang a nice picture on your wall.
Right, right.
So I think it's really, really important in that way, and it's certainly why I'm totally supportive of it, because I think it's so important for high school kids, because that's when their identity starts to change. And I know from my history with community organizing, you know, the suicide rate of young LGBT kids is higher than almost any other group.
Sure.
And it is because they don't feel like they have a place.
Right.
So what you're really doing here is you're creating a place, which is really exciting, so
Thank
that
you.
They can feel, and also a community that they can walk into and feel safe and comfortable and expressive of themselves.
Yeah.
So I think that's really exciting.
Yeah, thank you. And not only just to walk in to feel safe and comfortable, but to be actively participating in creating the community and having a
mm-hmm.
voice as to what the camp looks like, what's fruitful, what feels safe, what doesn't feel safe, what's problematic, what isn't,
mm-hmm.
like to be able to, you know, if they want to specify the terms of their identification or choose not to is definitely up to them.
Mm-hmm.
And creating a safe space is a big responsibility and something that we're taking very seriously and can, you know, we're not just jumping in there and like hoping for the best,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, we as a group of organizers and teachers are talking about, you know, what we see as a safe place, but also leaving room for the campers to have a voice in that. And we're also trying to bring in like diversity training for the staff as well as for the campers, so we can talk about language, because language is such a big part
mm-hmm.
Of LGBTQIA identity in terms of pronouns and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and you know, how to be respectful of people's different experiences, and to, you know, also give students space to say like, this space doesn't feel comfortable for me right now, so I need to take a step.
Yes.
Back for a moment,
uh-huh.
and, you know.
So the kids will have actually be empowered in your camp to create some of these rules for themselves.
Yeah, we'll do collaborative contracts together as a group, talking about, you know, in a positive way, what we're going to do together
mm-hmm.
to create this empowering, safe, creative,
mm-hmm.
exciting space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely for all of us to do together.
I think that's really exciting.
Thank you.
So we're going to take another break, and we have a little commercial here and a little more music. We'll be right back.
Yes, we've added to our lineup of lively, thought-provoking shows, but don't forget our original Sunday morning lineup at 10:30 a.m. Join us for Healing Conversations with Mildred Lynn McDonald every first Sunday. Revolution with Heisey Lutmers every second Sunday. Convergence with John Carosella every third Sunday. And our popular on-air call-in show, the fourth Sunday of every month. We're excited. Give us a listen as we continue to create new and entertaining ways for you to shine your inner light. Join us at Firefly Willows, LIVE.
Great, and we're back, and this is the show Evolve with your host, Robin White Turtle Lisney. I'm Robin, and we're here with Brittany Billmeyer Finn, who's an Oakland-based writer and co-coordinator of Pushing Margins, which is a summer art and writing camp taking place July 8th through 12th for LGBTQIA, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and allied youth. The ages are 14 to 20, and it's going to be hosted at Mills College.
Woohoo!
Yay! So, Brittany, can you talk a little bit more about some of the other classes that you're having at the camp besides
sure.
the arts, and you're having printmaking, and
mm-hmm.
just talk about some of those classes that you're having because they sound pretty exciting.
Yeah, so we have, you know, the creative writing, printmaking, drawing, and painting classes. So each camper will have a major. And then there's also all of the campers will be taking a class in queer art history, which will be a comparative class where they'll be going back in time,
mm-hmm.
but also talking about contemporary art and sort of looking at the issues that have transcended time and continue to be issues for LGBTQIA identified folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that class. I'd like to take that class.
Yeah,
actually.
I think that would be really fascinating.
Yeah, we had a really a curriculum meeting with all the teachers last night, and we were workshopping the curriculum for that class, and it's just so fun. We were all brainstorming different artists and, you know, thinking about the, like, many different themes that we could work with, and I don't want to give too much away, and it's still in progress, but I think
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a really great thing where all the campers get to participate that and be in that and be inspired by it
mm-hmm.
as well.
That's
yeah.
exciting. And so this art history class, that sounds really fascinating. So it's looking through the lens of what's happened in historically through
mm-hmm.
the arts
mm-hmm.
with LGBTQIA people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And how
yeah.
that has influenced the arts in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be teaching, you said before you're going to be teaching writing, creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
So that would include poetry, I would think.
Yep. Any form of creative writing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, campers are interested in,
mm-hmm.
we'll be working with, multi-genre, of course,
mm-hmm.
You know, with an interdisciplinary edge. So
mm-hmm.
we'd like, you know, part of the creating community is to bring the, you know, different kinds of genres of art together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think
mm-hmm.
it's going to be really
exciting.
Poetry is a big one, though, for me. I'm a poet. So.
Yeah. And besides the poetry, then, you also have a printmaking class.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do you have? You have drawing.
Printmaking, drawing, and painting will all be a part of the visual art major.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get to do a little bit of each.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, I wanted to share a poem right now by Adrienne Rich. From the book A Wild Patience Has Taken Me This Far. These are poems from 78 to 81, and they speak a little bit of why this kind of a summer camp of Pushing Margins at pushingmargins.org is so important. We're going to start kind of in the middle of this poem. The poem is called The Images. I speak not merely of us, our lives, are moral and ordinary as the lives of numberless women. I pretend the Hudson is a right-hand margin drawn against fear and women loathing. Water is purification, river is boundary. But I know my imagination lies. In the name of freedom of speech, they are lynching us. No law is on our side. There are no boundaries. No man's land does not exist. That paragraph of that poem really struck me because it really, it doesn't explain, but it really expresses the dilemma that a lot of LGBTQIA kids and people in general find themselves in. She goes on to say, when I walk among time-battered stones thinking already of you, when I sat near the sea among parched yet flowering weeds, when I drew in my notebook the thorned purple-tongued flower, each petal protected by its thorn leaf, I was mute, innocent of grammar as the waves rhythmically washing. I felt washed clean of the guilt of words. And this poem really speaks of how language can leave out people.
Yeah, it's a question of visibility.
Visibility.
For sure, yeah. Who's recorded in history, how, you know, and how that shows us who's in power and how history is sort of transformed to be about these hierarchies of mm-hmm. heteronormativity. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, even in the more, like, personal experiences of visibility, which, you know, whatever your identity is or whether it's race, gender, you know, if you are in a point of difference, then often people treat you that way and sort of force you to either become invisible or put you in a position where you have to explain yourself for being different. And mm-hmm. those are, can be really, I think, traumatic and violent mm-hmm. moments of language, mm-hmm. those moments of encounter.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't just happen in language, but of course we know that, you know, gay, lesbian people were killed in Auschwitz, and they've been, you know, hung in small towns and persecuted and run out of towns, and even really until quite recently, I mean, this is still happening today. Mm-hmm. So in certain countries, you're not allowed to be different at all. Like, right. you have to be in the roles, and that's it.
Right.
And even being a woman is a dangerous thing mm-hmm. For many, many women. I love this part in this poem. I felt washed clean of the guilt of words. There was no word to read in the book of that earth. No perjury. The Tower of Babel fallen once and for all. Light drank at my body, thinking of you. I felt free in this. In the cicada's pulse, their encircling praise. So there's you know, talking about the falling Tower of Babel, mm-hmm. and part of the issue here is a patriarchal culture that wants to support only basically white male view mm-hmm. of how life should be and what serves that particular ego structure. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is a camp that allows for everybody's opinion, because mm-hmm. you don't necessarily have to be gay to go to this camp. It's just about being questioning and trying to figure out who you are.
Right.
And allied is certainly also, you know, people that are supportive of the various sexual identities and
right.
different kinds of identities. So, mm-hmm. so it's really a camp for everybody that would want to go with, of course, the focus on those that are mm-hmm. in a questioning identity and trying to understand themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, once again, it's our goal to be inclusive. It's also our goal for those who are coming in with LGBTQIA identities to come in aware of the kind of space they're going to be sharing and with who. And so, you know, it's important also to say that this camp really is for, you know, lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer, questioning, you know, asexual, pansexual. I mean, the acronym can go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one, we don't want to turn anyone away, but we also want to intentionally create a community that is for the empowerment mm-hmm. of, you know, these folks, these young people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to read the last part of this poem by Adrian Rich from A Wild Patience Has Taken Me This Far. Mm-hmm. And so I came home, a woman starving for images, to say my hunger is so old, so fundamental, that all the lost, crumbled, burnt, smashed, shattered, defaced, overpainted, concealed, and falsely named faces of every past we have searched together in all the ages could rise, reassemble, recollect, remember themselves as I recollected myself in that presence, as every night close to your body in the pain of the city, turning, I am remembered by you, remembered you, remember you, even as we are dismembered on the cinema screens, the white expensive walls of collectors, the news rags blowing the streets, and it would not be enough. This is the war of the images. We are the thorn leaf guarding the purple tongue flower, each to each.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love Adrian.
Yeah. Well, she's a poet from Santa Cruz, I mean, a local poet in our minds, but, of course, internationally known.
Yeah, absolutely.
For her cutting-edge work with her poetry that really, you know, she was married, had several kids, and then she moved into a relationship with a woman and had a long-term lesbian relationship for 30-some years, I think, and lived in Santa Cruz and was a very beloved member of our community here and passed away last year. So we've had memorials for her. And,
absolutely.
And so her poems are very much on my mind because I think she brings up the topics and the questions that are really important for us to look at as a culture, no matter what your orientation. And I think her her questioning of our culture and the assumptions we make in our culture was cutting edge in her day and certainly is today, still going on and still unfolding.
Yeah, I like that you bring up questioning in that moment. As I said earlier, last night, Pushing Margins had a curriculum meeting, and we were talking about the facilitation of conversations around identity and around the intersections of identity and art and how those intersections will look different for different people. And how do we talk about those things in a way that feels inclusive and safe for everybody? And so we were talking about building sort of this way of communicating that's about questioning the authority, whether that's, you know, patriarchy or, you know, heteronormativity, these things, but also questioning each other and keeping each other accountable in that space to ourselves and to each other as to maintain a respectful, creative, open environment for everyone.
So you're already doing the camp in a way with all the people that are involved in it. You really are structuring a community that will have a language in place that will certainly expand as the kids get there.
Definitely. I mean, I think that we have to. It would be irresponsible of us not to do that. And it's a continuous conversation, you know. We're learning from each other all of the time and questioning each other all of the time. But we want to walk into that camp as a solid group because I don't think that if we're saying this is community-based and we're community building, but we walk in all disparate and, like, not really in touch, campers are going to see right through that, and they're not going to trust that we have something built for them that's going to be worthwhile. And, you know, their experience is the most important and powerful experience.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, we're talking about Pushing Margins, which you can find out more about it. It's a summer camp for LGBTQIA high school youth, which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer questioning, and intersex and allied youth.
As well as asexual.
As well as asexual. So it's about how children can, young people in high school and up until age 20, can really begin to explore language and the arts as a way to express themselves about who they really are and who they were born here to be.
Right.
So that's very exciting. And the website for that is pushingmargins.org.
Yeah. You can get all of your information there. So applications for campers, and you can donate. There's a donate button if you'd like to donate to us so we can pay our teachers and have supplies and food and things, field trips for the campers.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the hopes and dreams for this camp and how people can get involved. And we'll be right back. Okay, so we're back, and this is Robin White Turtle listening, and our show today is talking about Pushing Margins, a summer camp for LGBTQIA high school age youth. And my guest today is Brittany Dillmeyer-Finn. And I just wanted to share with you some of the things that I'm doing in the local area. I have meditations that I run on a weekly basis in Los Gatos, Santa Cruz, and Sunnyvale in California. And those meditations are meditation with channeling. So I'm a medium and a professional medium and channel my guides and can tell people about their spirit guides. And so that is a little different meditation. The meditation's guided imagery, and then we go into a channeled session. And then I have Heart and Soul, a Soul Collage and Heart Path, which is a workshop that's taking place four different times this summer. And you can take one or you can take all of them. And there's more information on my website, which is thecenterforthesoul.com, www.thecenterforthesoul.com. Okay, so we're back now with Brittany Dillmeyer-Finn. And,
here we are.
Yeah. So, Brittany, talk a little bit about some of the faculty, will you, and who we've got going in this exciting summer camp.
Well, as I said, I'm co-teaching with a local artist, poet, and bookmaker, Kate Robinson. And we have a long list of teachers who are involved, who are, you know, teaching visual art and the queer history class. And then our organizers, I myself am the curriculum development organizer. And then Natasha Lowy is the program director. Mm-hmm. And then we have Bere Viela, and she in the world is a math teacher, and she's been an incredible organizer. She does all of the outreach, which is a place where we're right now, you know, we're really trying to reach out to folks who might be interested in participating in the camp. As I said earlier in the show, it is limited space, so mm-hmm. getting on the website pushingmargins.org and signing up, filling out an application to apply to be a part of the camp as soon as possible would be great. It is a sliding scale. No one is turned away for lack of funds.
Well, that's a really important point, that that this is open to anybody, no matter what their income level.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's great.
One will be turned away. If you want to be there, there's a space for you to be there. And there's also on the website the donate button. If you're interested in donating to Pushing Margins, the money will go towards supplies for the campers, food for the campers, as well as opportunities for field trips and also to pay our teachers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's the fundraising piece of this is a really important part, because mm-hmm. without it, you wouldn't be able to make the camp really happen.
Right. And without the campers, you can't make it happen.
Yeah, right, without the campers. So, and it is a fundraising opportunity. I mean, the fundraising part of it is a great opportunity for the community to mm-hmm. get involved and to show their support for young kids that are questioning their identities in different ways. So.
And we also have, I should say, we also have Pushing Margins swag, if you will. Mm-hmm. I happen to be wearing one, although the listeners can't see it. Uh-huh. I have a very cool tank top on.
You do.
With our Pushing Margins emblem. And you can buy those on our website as well. They make great gifts. They're uh-huh. very, a really cool design.
Uh-huh.
So
that's great.
And all that money goes towards Pushing Margins as well.
Uh-huh. So you have t-shirts, you have all kinds of fundraising events that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and you've already had a couple, so that's terrific. So tell me a little bit more about what it is that you're hoping to see develop from this camp. You mentioned it's a community-based camp, and you're really focusing on building community with these young people. What is it that you're wanting to see this camp do in the future?
Wow, that's a really good question. You know, it's so easy to focus on what's coming up. But, I mean, I think all of us involved with Pushing Margins really wants to see it expand, you mm-hmm. know, to be a space that can be consistent for LGBTQIA-identified young people ages 14 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hope to, you know, continue to do the summer camp for their to be, you know, growing amounts of space for people to sign up, you know, more teachers, more genres of art in the future, as well as, you know, sort of year-long events. You know, mm-hmm. we've brainstormed about, like, doing, in the future, doing, like, pop-up Pushing Margins workshops that are like free to the community to come, or like gallery shows or readings, things like that to sort of get people's interest, to be able to talk about Pushing Margins regularly. So to continue to expand and to learn from the experience, to learn from our campers and each other, to really develop something that is, you know, empowering and safe. And
yeah, and what's exciting to me is that you're not just doing this for one summer. You're interested in getting this going as a regular thing in
Absolutely.
Oakland every year, which
Absolutely.
And this is just the first one, but you could see this as a long-term effort. So anyone's donations that they would make to this camp would be a terrific opportunity for them to really support, you know, an evolving consciousness, which is, of course, what this show's all about, is how do we embrace everybody? How do we be a part of everyone's acceptance on this planet, which is certainly where we have to go, you know, if we're going to want to evolve into the future.
Yeah, continuing Pushing Margins is the plan. We want to move forward. We want to grow. We're fundraising all year long, so there is never not opportunity to give to the organization, definitely.
That's terrific.
We plan to be around.
So how can people get involved? Say someone doesn't have children, but they really want to support the concept of this camp.
Sure. Well, once again, the website is a great place to go to get into contact with organizers and things like that. You know, our information is there, and we're happy to receive email. If you have questions or concerns, things like that, you're welcome to reach out to us. Fundraising, again, you know, monetary donations are great. We also are interested, you know, in having volunteers, performers, you know, come in and, you know, participate in the camp. You know, the day opens, a day in the life at Pushing Margins opens with studio time. So students get, campers get dropped off. And so we'll have volunteers there to help them with their projects, performers in the afternoon, you know, we'll have assemblies, things like that. So there's plenty of opportunities to be present and also coming out for the student showcase and just being like validating the work that they've done. It's a huge way to participate and help.
So let's talk a little bit, we haven't really talked about this yet, about like what the camp looks like, because they're going to get dropped off at Mills, and where is this taking place?
It's in the education building, so there will be someone that will meet the campers and walk them to the education building where we'll be set up. Technically, the camp starts at 10:15, but we do have, we'll be open at 8:45, just in case there are campers whose parents need to go to work or, you know, need to take public transportation. So during that time, 8:45 to 10:15, campers will have open studio where they can work on their projects. And then at 10:15, we start our morning assembly where we all come together, check in, talk about the theme of the day. And then they go into their classes, their majors, which is creative writing and visual arts. And then
So you have a theme for each day that you're going to be there? Or is that a general kind of theme? Or is it kind of like one that develops out of the community?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that would come out organically. It's not something that's like necessarily put into place. But, you know, if people have something, if campers have something that they're like, hey, like, this feels really important and exciting to me, and, like, I really want us all to be thinking about it and talking about it, there, of course, is a space for them to bring that to everyone's attention and to acknowledge it and be supportive in it, for sure. So, yeah, so the day they'll do their work and their art practices and have lunch and do open mics, and then there'll be a workshop every day, so we'll have guests come in and run a workshop with the campers, and then the day ends and starts all over again the next day.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah, so the campus, if people haven't been to Mills, is a gorgeous tree-studded campus, and the educational building is kind of up on its own little hill there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, it'll be in a really beautiful location, and I'm imagining
camp-like.
Very camp-like, yeah. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, we plan to do some, you know, campus walks, I think, using sort of the natural surroundings as a prompt for creating art is wonderful. I mean, or even, you know, thinking about one's own, you know, body or position in relation to the nature is a great place to start. So we'll definitely be accessing our space as much as possible.
Yeah, and the Mills campus also has a beautiful creek that runs mm-hmm. through it, and it runs all year long.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the library is amazing.
And we have access to the library, which is really great.
Oh, that's great. And they have one of the best book arts collections in the country.
Absolutely.
So it's a really amazing place to have this summer camp because of the resources that are already
there.
So this is really great. Okay, so we're talking with Brittany Billmeyer-Finn, who is one of the co-coordinators of Pushing Margins, which is a summer art and writing camp designed to empower lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and allied youth. And from high school kids from 14 to 20,
mm-hmm.
is that right? And it's going to be hosted at Mills College through their Community Outreach Education Center on the Mills College campus. And if you want to know more information about this incredible summer camp, you can go to pushingmargins.org or email info@pushingmargins.org. And I really appreciate having this opportunity to talk to you, Brittany.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I think that it's so important to have, you know, the space is open in our evolving awareness of how do we be inclusive. I mean, if you think about like evolution in general and the consciousness of humanity, which is like a huge topic in itself, and we could talk another hour about that. I think it's so important to be inclusive. The trend is not toward exclusivity, as
right.
some people might want to suggest, that it's really about inclusivity.
Right.
And it's only a love-based culture, which is also what we're moving to, instead of a fear-based one.
Let's hope.
Yeah. is, you know, really helping people feel supported in their self-expression. And so this camp is helping young people right at the time when they're trying to find their place and trying to understand not only who am I and what I want to do in the world, but who am I and how do I identify myself.
Yeah.
Those identities are so critical. So I think this camp is a real addition to Oakland's culture.
Thank you.
In such a powerful way. I'm really delighted. So is there anything else that you want to share about some Pushing Margins?
I just want to remind folks that it is a community-based organization, and one thing I really want to drive home is that it's a collaborative experience between campers and staff, and that, you know, this is being high school age, 14 to 20, those are our formative years, but that we never really stop growing and evolving, and especially when it comes to queer identities, that there's a push-up against heteronormative expectations,
mm-hmm.
and that that's not a light thing, and
mm-hmm.
that's a very real experience for many people with gender variant, you know, queer trans identities.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't just stop at Pushing Margins. There's always more work we can do just as people in the world and respecting and not making assumptions about people's experiences. And
mm-hmm.
I think that that's something that Pushing Margins, you know, holds very close.
Mm-hmm.
And to visit the website, pushingmargins.org.
Yeah, great, great. Well, Brittany, thank you so much for being with me today. I think this has been a really exciting show, and I'm so happy that you're doing this summer camp. And if people want to donate to help this summer camp get off the ground, they can go to the website, pushingmargins.org. And also, if youth are interested in applying, there's applications there.
Yep, you can sign up right there on the website. No one turned away for lack of funds.
Yeah. Great. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate the show, and thank you for coming and visiting me. This is Robin White Turtle Lisney. I'm a medium and a energy medicine practitioner in the Bay Area. I've been here for 25 years. I've got all sorts of things on my website, thecenterforthesoul.org. .com, and my website talks about my work, and it also talks about the opportunities that I have with workshops and classes and meditations, and I'm hosting one tonight in Los Gatos if you want to come, so come on down. Okay, thank you so much, and I'll see you in a month. Evolve is a show that happens once a month on the third Thursday at 2:00, and you can also listen to it live, or you can listen to it later if you want to through Firefly Willows at blogtalkradio.com.
Thank you for joining us. This program was brought to you by Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Deb Caracella. Please join us next time on Firefly Willows LIVE for Convergence with John Caracella, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Evolve was brought to you by Firefly Willows LIVE.